Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's the way you said it. I can just hear me saying it. Maybe you can hear yourself saying that phrase as well. And you know, the way something is said does make a difference. There's the old saying, I didn't say he stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Now, depending upon how you say it, the sentence means something else. For example, I didn't say he stole the cookie from the cookie jar is very different from I didn't say he stole the cookie from the cookie jar. I might not have said it. And maybe he didn't steal it. I know the way you say something does make a difference. So it is with the two words, mercy me. It's an old expression, mercy me. It's an old expression of surprise, one we rarely hear anymore. It means, Lord, have mercy on me. However, if we could hear the inner thoughts of our sinful human pride, we could hear those two words again and again, but we would hear it with a slightly different inflection, something like, mercy me? As in, you are trying to tell me that I am in need of God's mercy? No, not me, the Jew was tempted to think, for I am of Israel, the chosen people of God. No, not me, the Gentile Christian was tempted to think. Branches were broken off so that I may be grafted in. No, not me. My grandpa built this church. My dad was president of the congregation. My mother taught Sunday school my entire life. I memorized the whole small catechism, and I am here faithfully Sunday after Sunday. No matter who we are, no matter what our background, we are never far from the temptation to think that our status among God's people, His Israel, is a result of something good in us. But this is a false foundation. And if we are to build our hope upon it, that hope would come crashing to the ground. To save us from such false hope, God's law boxes us in, and it leaves us with no way out but His mercy in Jesus. Whether Jew or Gentile. You see, for the Jews, Israel was richly blessed by God. Nevertheless, Israel as a whole turned away in unbelief. Though most of us are not Jewish in background, we can easily make the same mistake, confident of our lineage, heritage, or our personal accomplishments are a suitable replacement for faith. For the Jews and the Gentiles. The Gentiles were not given a specific revelation from God granted like to the Jews. And it showed in their idolatrous and immoral lives. Nevertheless, they stand condemned, not only by God's law, but by their own as well, which demonstrates and reflects a natural knowledge of God's law, but not as gospel. And we are no different. Our idolatry and immorality also stands condemned. And in the dark recesses of our minds, or in the dark room with no electricity and the absence of the hum of electrical devices, or in the stillness of a backyard where no electricity exists for miles around, in that honest moment of stillness, We are left in thought, word, and deed saying, mercy? Me? Is there anything in me deserving of God's mercy? When the power is on and the lights are bright, whether Gentile or Jew, we attempt to deal with our guilt. We deal with it by denial, blame, rationalization, and claiming that we are better than others. But the bold truth is that such attempts will not deliver us from guilt. At best, it will only hide it from our sight, but not God's. The agony of guilt, and especially of facing it, is finally relieved only by dying a death of confession. Whether in individual or corporate confession, it is ultimately comforting to know that in confessing our sins, we are not telling God something that He does not already know. We're simply facing a reality that He already knows and has already been dealt with in Christ. So instead of joining the world in saying, mercy me, as if we don't need mercy, or saying, mercy me, as if we are not deserving, join the confession of the church and say, mercy me, for we need it. We need God's mercy. And in case it isn't clear, let's make it abundantly clear. Mercy is not getting what we deserve, namely death, hell, and damnation. God's mercy in Christ alone is the only way out. Whether Jew or Gentile, instead of dying, we are raised with Jesus in baptism. Living in our baptism means that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all of our sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Whether Jew or Gentile, we receive God's mercy through faith in Christ. We all have sinned. We all are justified freely by God's grace in Christ. And so we cry out, mercy me. Like the Canaanite woman in the gospel lesson, we cry out, mercy me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. She knew the mercy of God. And Jesus turns to her and says, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. Likewise, in your confession, Jesus turns to you and says, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you desire. But it usually sounds like this. In the stead and the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in that moment, you have the mercy of God and you have His grace. That is the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life everlasting. And when you have His mercy and you have His grace, it is only then that you have peace. The peace that is beyond all understanding. Mercy me. How we say it says everything. When we have been stared down and stripped down and examined by the holy law of God, we go from saying, mercy me, as in, why in the world would I need mercy, to mercy, me? As in, is there any hope? To mercy me, as in, for Christ's sake, I don't receive death, hell, and damnation. We are the children of God. So let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God, who has justified us in Christ and gives us faith to say, mercy me. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.